I met my wife, like I said, I think it's been 9 years ago now we met. She had a five-year-old little boy at the time.
Uh-huh.
And about a year later, we got married, and I became a stepfather. And a friend of mine's mom sent me a Facebook post the night before we wrote My Boy, and it just said, "I don't have a stepson. I have a son that was born before I met him." And that really resonated with me being, you know, in the position I was in. And I thought, man, there's got to be something there. And so the next night I was supposed to write with Nick Columbia and Russell Sutton, but that house we were staying at in Hendersonville, right up north of Nashville, was a revolving door of new songwriters in town.
Uh-huh.
And there was another new-to-town guy there named Lee Starr, and he was leaving, but we convinced him to stick around and noodle on guitar for a minute while we had some cold ones. We just wanted to hang out with him and try to trick him into writing a song. And I brought up that Facebook post, and Nick Columbia looked at me and said, "Well, man, tell me about your son." And I said, "Well, dude, he's my boy."
Ooh,
and
right.
He said, "Why don't we just write that?"
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm sorry, going off on a tangent, but, you know, as a songwriter, you never really just get to sit down that day and say, "Hey, I'm going to write something. I'm going to write something today that's going to work."
Right.
Never mind you write something that, you know, you never sit down and say, "Hey, I'm going to write something that's going to impact millions of people, you know, that
right.
millions of people are going to listen to one day." So for that reason, you know, when we finished that song, we felt a roller coaster of emotions the night that we wrote that song. You know, there was laughs, there was tears, there was everything there could be. And we all agreed after we wrote it that it felt like more of a gift than something we did, and we've always called it a God song.
Uh-huh.
For that reason. And, you know, the proof's in the pudding. It took me 4 years to write another song anybody else was excited about, so it wasn't much I did, I reckon. But no, man, that song's been a huge driving force for my career, my co-writer's careers, my family. It's been just a huge blessing for me, and now I'm getting to see it be such a blessing for so many other people. I'm beside myself.